Alexander Walker, cross court to Edwards. Edwards fakes Kuminga, drives right, gets downhill to the rim, goes up and dumps him right over the top of Kevon Looney. And had something to say about that. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was a wild dunk. Ant-Man.
That was a nice dunk.
Oh, man.
And it was a big dunk.
For him and the team. Like, now I'm really scared. Because Steiny, to be honest, he scored 30. It didn't feel like I feel like he can do better than that.
It's a, like I was just, you know the chat.
I'm
the chat
trying
line
to be positive.
On the YouTube chat. You know, people are saying Anthony Edwards hasn't been great in this series, and he hasn't, but the playoffs are about when you do something, not
Damn.
Necessarily being able to do something all game. And
Damn,
the
man.
Reality of the situation is, in the fourth quarter of that game, Edwards had 13 points, and Julius Randle had 4 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. Julius Randle had 5 assists in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the Warriors' best player, Jimmy Butler, was struggling, probably because... he was fatigued
right.
after having to carry the Warriors. He goes 1-for-7, and now the Timberwolves beat you, even though Anthony Edwards didn't play 4 full quarters.
No doubt. And I keep going to, and I will, Steiny, Julius Randle, but Draymond Green, like, he's such an OG, and we know how stellar he is and what his career has meant. But let's just talk about Şengün. To me, I felt like Draymond could Jedi mind trick Şengün, and even body-wise, when you go to tell of the tape, Draymond's stronger. And I saw that. And I saw when he was on Şengün, he could get him off his spots. Julius Randle's down here, 6'9", 250. I forget how old he is. What, 30? So he's younger than Dre. And he's a bull who can get off the ground. So, you know, I came in wanting to be positive, because when I look at this game, I'm like, you're there at half. Then you got a lead in the fourth. It's not you're just getting blown out, but you just said it. It's when you do things, and game three just provided in clutch moments or go time, money time, that's when, you know, Batman needs a rest or he ain't got it going. We need a Robin. Kuminga tried his best, but you still, that's not enough. You still need one more guy to step up. You would like for it to have been Buddy Hield.
Problem with Buddy now is with Steph off the floor, he's wow. more guardable. Everybody's more guardable. I mean, even Jimmy Butler,
yeah.
as much damage as he did, you know, for Jimmy Butler, they turned him into as big of a volume guy as you can possibly
okay.
turn
right.
him into.
Right. No doubt.
12 for 26.
Allen
Kuminga,
Iverson line.
Kuminga was terrific. He was offensively, he was terrific. And without Kuminga, I don't know where you are in that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, and he's doing it versus other Kamingas, because everywhere you look outside of Conley, to me, Minnesota's got a dude with length that can move. Like, that's a pretty damn good defensive team. And I'm just saying to myself, just from – because he deserves it, Steiny. Just from a Kuminga perspective, I guess as a Warrior fan, it's just – it made me mad a bit. Like, not him scoring, just like, oh, my gosh. Anybody watching this game from afar is like – that's a dude, and I felt like Minnesota defenders were like, oh, hell, Kuminga's got the ball again, and hopefully he can keep it going. Well, he's going to get the opportunity.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Cam in Los Gatos. Hey, Cam, how you doing?
Doing good, guys. Thank you.
Hey,
sir. Tonight's game. Man, I'm a little disappointed in the vibes coming out of the show this morning.
Mm.
I mean, I know it's a tough road and it was a rough loss because I thought we could have had that last one, but my goodness, you're asking like Minnesota is this incredible juggernaut and they are not that impressive. And I think we're really close. Like, all we need, in my opinion, are two things. We need Draymond to be in the game, odds to get 15. If we do those two things, I feel like we've got a shot, a great shot against this team.
Keep
it simple. How do you win a game? You score more points than your team. With Draymond in the whole game, I think we can keep Minnesota below 95. With Pod scoring 15, I think we got a great chance of getting 100.
All right, let's just stop there, because I like what you're saying. Let me just interrupt you.
And Butler can get 55.
Pod scoring 15 now will feel like 30. Pod scoring 15 now. So when you say, keep it real, man, and I like what you're saying. For Pods to score 15 now feels like you're saying he could score 30. That's how hard. So it's not as just as easy as you saying, oh, Pods can score 15.
Buddy, that includes, you know, TJD, that includes Draymond, that includes, you know, a handful of pockets, but points here and there. I think we got a chance, guys.
I'm not, hey.
Well, you had it. Now,
I'm not saying the series is over. I'm just saying it's going to be hard without Steph Curry.
And the way that the offense is moving right now, the D has been there.
But I don't understand how the offense gets going without Steph Curry.
Wow. It's through Jimmy, I thought.
That's great. That's great. But now look at Jimmy compared with that Timberwolves team. Like, when you take Curry off, and I'm not saying the Warriors can't win the series, yeah, but if you look at the personnel outside of Steph Curry, which unfortunately you have to do because he's not playing, the Timberwolves are better than this Warrior team without Steph. With Steph, the Warriors may be better. But without Steph, the rosters, it favors the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Now, Steiny, you sound like a scientist, and I agree with that. But when you watch the game play out, wouldn't you admit that Minnesota, up until the fourth quarter late, has not been living up to, there is no Steph Curry, you guys should be mopping the floor with this team.
Well, they're up 2-1. They lost game one, and they've won the last two games without Steph. Who cares if it's a, they won by 24? Like, well, see, this is the other thing.
No, Warrior fans care because we're in the game with a six-point lead in the fourth.
That's great. And it's
so conventional wisdom is thrown out.
Listen, the Warriors won game one. Game two was a desperation game for the Timberwolves. They won by 20. Game three is the first game back at home for the Warriors. They put every single thing into that game. They're not a, you know, they play hard as hell. I'm talking about the Warriors. So I didn't expect the Timberwolves to roll over the Warriors in a home game at Chase.
Even without
when it's their
Steph.
First, second. Of course not. Now, tonight, I think the Warriors may have to be a little careful because if the Timberwolves are feeling good and the Warriors, you know, don't play well, it could get ugly. But, I mean, just because Curry's out, the Warriors have got it even muddier. So I don't expect the Timberwolves to waltz through this series, even if Curry doesn't play, and they haven't been. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good.
Talk to us. Talk to us.
Steiny does not sound like a scientist. Let's stop. Stop that. Straight up.
Leave Steiny alone, man.
Hey, wait. You said tell.
Steiny with the real ones, man. Yo, we are
We in East Oakland right now, okay, man. Steiny is not a scientist. Right. But nah. Guru, I see you on TV. You was with the big wigs, Guru. You looked good on there, man.
Hey, but I wasn't on TV. I was just in the studio, Mike, but I appreciate it.
You was in L.A.?
Yeah. Take a little road trip.
Up,
yeah.
Yep. You deserve it. I always tell you, man, the way you talk and process information, the way you talk is so, I love it. I'll be captivated by the way you talk. If I could talk like you,
that's my
I'll
God.
Be full-time like Cam and Will. Anyway, though, JD needs to play more. Draymond Green had a horrible whistle. You feel me? I don't know what was going on. Maybe because he said something. I don't know. No, I'm joking. He had a horrible whistle. He got a couple of bad calls. The last caller was kind of right when he said if Draymond could stay in the game, I do believe that. Moody is playing horribly. Pods is playing horribly. Post, don't even play him. Mm. But what's crazy is how is a man that's sitting on the bench getting DMPs but to go in the game and score 25, 30 points?
Mike, that's,
I don't get that.
I'm with you.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. Like, you cannot tell me, somebody said cockamamie, Jimmy Butler and Kuminga and Draymond cannot play together. Well, they better make it happen if you want to win the series. Yeah. Minnesota, and Julius Randle, man, I ain't going to lie. Y'all got to remember, Julius Randle's a number one or number two pick. He's a very, very good player. People forget that. He's a very good player. You may not like how I look, but guess what? He playing – we used to play this thing called in-ball back in the day, Guru, if you know about it, or prison ball, what they call it. He out there playing that kind of ball, and I love it. If Draymond can stay in the game, if he got, he had a horrible whistle. I'm not going to say the rest was bad. He just had a bad whistle. That charging call that he got was not a charging. Julius Randle pushed out with his arm. That was a crazy call. I don't understand how you go back to the call because you don't get the call. But anyway, y'all have a great show.
Thanks, Fillmore. Appreciate it.
Nothing with the whistle for Dre Snyder because I've been hearing that just from Warrior fans, though. But especially that charge, I thought that was getting overturned.
I thought that was a charge. Mm. I thought the one where they called him for a foul and he grabbed Randall's shirt, that one was a little different because there's been a lot of that going on. I thought that was a little bit cheap, that which would have been Draymond's fifth foul.
Yeah.
People were not happy about the sixth, where he went up to block McDaniels. I thought there was some contact down low up around the thigh area, but whatever. Yeah. It was what it was. Steinmetz, do you have any other argument besides age being the determining factor? Well, first of all, 510, I appreciate the text on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. I mean, I thought all along that the Warriors' biggest challenge was going to be that their big three are too old and the rest of their team is too young.
Right.
And that's what I thought was going to be a big challenge to overcome, and it looks like that's what's got to be overcome. They've got to get one of their role players, young role players, to play really well, a star one game.
I keep telling you, you sound like you're describing a bad haircut. There's no blend. There's no middle ground. They're too young, too old. But Kuminga's doing it for you now, though, Stani. So we got it.
Individually, yeah, he is. Mm. And he's getting you points. There's no doubt about it. And that's why he was effective, is because first and foremost, like, you need points if you're the Warriors. And Kuminga can give you points. There's no doubt about that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 650 says, not a charge, Steiny. You're wrong. No, you're wrong, 650, because that call was reviewed, and then he was called a block. And for the life of me, I don't understand why fans and players get upset with the officials on the floor
when
there's an overturn or a confirmation. Yeah. From New York.
They need to put that for the people watching it on TV. Like, Tony didn't make the call. Somebody gave it to him.
Exactly. Let's go to Suge in Fremont. Hey, Suge, what's going on?
Hello there. I was calling to find out from you guys. Do you think that things would be much better if during the regular season we had all these players like Potts and all of them, you know, actually not constantly try to look for Steph and had more practice just trying to score themselves? Do you think they would have been better now had they been doing that? Because I feel like that's the main problem. It's like when somebody's drafted at Golden State, the first thing they tell them is pass the ball to Steph. So if you're taught to do that from the beginning, when he's not there, how are you going to perform? So I don't think you can blame them for how they are. If you look at the 2021 picks, other than Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody, all those other players in the top 15 are doing quite well in their own respective teams. It's because in this franchise, you're not able to develop at all.
I mean, you're not, hey, Suge.
Wow, Suge.
I mean, that's one of the things that has been talked about a lot from Warrior fans. There's no doubt about it.
But Steiny, I would tell Suge, and I love her, Steiny, Steph Curry's the bread. And you know what you do to the bread? You butter it, because it enables you to win games. It qualifies for the playoffs. Now, we got to be honest. There was moments where Moody and Pods, I'm not mad. I'm just mad at myself for thinking the regular season would trickle into the playoffs. And those dudes on night, Steiny, could get you 15, walk into 18, 15. So to see the rug just get stripped out from underneath them and then them to be shy and gun shy, I didn't have this on the bingo card.
I don't know why not.
And I wonder, Steiny, let me ask you a question. Do you think if Steph had played in these three games, the Warriors would be up? or do you think? See, I,
sure, yes, a, they'd be up. Nah,
but
they'd
you don't find that like
but who cares?
A stretch.
Yeah. What is, like, no. I'll give it to you. They'd be up 2-1.
Because they could survive the others not doing nothing because of what he would be doing.
Exactly. So
and maybe the
that.
Others would be doing something because he's there.
Exactly. They're being asked to do too much. Brandon Pajemski is not a 40-minute-per-game player.
Wow.
He's not. He's not a 40-minute-per-game player. Buddy Hield, as good as he's been, he's playing more than he probably should be playing. But guess what? They need scoring.
32 minutes Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say the regular season thought process is a little prisoner of the moment? Like, for example, they missed being the 8th seed by one game. So if they didn't play the way they had and center things around particular players the way they did, best case scenario, they would have played OKC in the first round and probably would have lost anyways. Like, the whole reason that they're in the second round of the postseason is because they didn't choose to just roll the ball out and let the young guys figure it out. I mean, they weren't afforded that luxury because of how much they had to overcome at the end of the regular season.
So with that said, Evan, had they done what you're kind of alluding to and what Sue told us, maybe they're ready prepared, better prepared for this moment without Curry, the youngsters.
No, they're not prepared at all, but that's just a reflection of the stage that they are in their careers. I mean, Pods is 22 years old. He probably is not as good in the postseason as he's going to be when he's 25.
I mean, the other thing is to get to this point, they had to rely heavily on Draymond, Curry, and Butler, and that's just the way it was. And now they get to the playoffs, they get by the first round, and now all of a sudden, boom, Curry's not there, and everything changes.
I mean, they haven't played well, but they're also role players who helped at particular points win a first-round series. Like, that's not nothing. I mean, Pods had 26 in a game where Jimmy didn't play, and you won that game. Yeah, he's shooting terribly now, and Moses can't hit water if he fell out of a boat, feels like. But
3 minutes.
They've made contributions throughout this postseason run.
888-957-9570 is the number. The other thing that was a little bit interesting, how many threes did they take? 20?
23 or 24.
But that number was at like 8 for a long time, Stoney. They kept talking about it on the broadcast. I'm just making that number up, but they weren't letting it fly. It was clunky. It was hard.
And remember, it wasn't long ago when the Warriors lose games, we think they shoot too many threes and take the easy way out. And I think it's pretty obvious to see Minnesota's strategy, and that is to try to limit the three-point shots, or at least open three-point shots, and they have Gobert sitting in the middle. And, yes, you can score off Gobert here and there when you take it into the paint, but once again, even Jimmy with 26 shots is reluctant to go up in there. Let's go to Javier's back.
Javi
in Vacaville. What's going on, man?
Sorry for the discrepancy earlier, Mr. Simons, Mr. Yep. Daryl Guru Johnson.
Hey.
So, you know, let's put the right on the table to start this segment.
Brought to you by Echo Pest Control.
That's right. Shout out to them. So the way in the NBA they say you live and die by the three in today's game. Well, with the Warriors, no. You live and die by the green. And when I say you live and die by the green, it's the way the Warriors will win, lose, or tie is indicative on the way Draymond Green comes to compete that night. You're telling me the foul that they had the Kuminga put back, it was either late second quarter, somewhere in the third, and Draymond shields off Randall. It was unnecessary. Kuminga was getting to the cup with or without that. That was an unnecessary foul. Then you think of the one that he ran into Gobert, like he's over here trying to run out of the blocks in a 100-yard sprint. Why are you trying to run into him? He's not even the one that has the ball in the perimeter. He runs into him, but the key to you win and lose, and you win the game depending on the way Green plays is indicative of both those calls were challenged because he is the most important player to the Warriors outside of Stephen Curry, obviously. But you don't win and lose the game by the three. You win and lose the game by the green. If Draymond can't all 48 minutes, your defensive stalwart cannot finish on the bench fouled out and think you're going to win. And the underlying silver lining of this, which can ultimately be the backbreaker of this franchise in a modest sense, is If I'm Jonathan Kuminga, I'm saying Pajemski and Moses Moody look like dog you know what right now, and I'm getting 25 plus, and I didn't play. I was the 11th man in the first round. I'm not taking no offer sheet from the Warriors. I'm out of here. And you're telling me Steph Curry, the greatest player the Warriors have had in their franchise, the greatest players, the best players make others around them better. You're telling me right now that Kuminga couldn't have got 10 minutes in the Rocket series, and now because he's injured, he's the only reason that he's playing. Pajemski looks like a role player to a T. Patrick Spencer and him look even right now. That's horrible. But if Draymond Green can't find a way to play all 48 and keep them in the game defensively, they're not going to win three more games. Well, they're going to win two at the most, and that's with or without Steph.
Good stuff, Javi.
Yeah. I like that.
He can't, if Draymond plays 48, he can't play 48 because he's going to have to foul. Like, what did he play? When he played 30-ish? 29 minutes. Yeah. He fouled out in 29 minutes.
It hurt.
So if Draymond, if you want Draymond to play 48, he's going to have to play differently on defense. He's going to have to make sure not to get in foul trouble. And then you give up more than you normally do at that end of the court if that's the way, you know, it's going to be.
Man, Steiny, this is the biggest game since game seven with the Rockets, because I just don't like, you know, the residue, the offensive struggles. We kind of understand it, but the bottom line is I hear what you're saying. No, Steph, Minnesota's good, and I get that, but I was lightweight up there Saturday watching the game, disappointed in Minnesota until they figured it out. And what's scaring me just from a Warriors standpoint is I think Minnesota figured something out to the point that it's going to carry over to tonight. And now they got one technically in their back pocket, and Ant could just come out feeling free. Julius is doing his thing, and the Warriors are tight. Hopefully it doesn't go that way, but being up six in that fourth quarter with about 7 minutes left, Steiny, I was like, are they really going to pull this off? And they didn't.
Let's go to AJ in L.A. Hey, AJ, how you doing?
What's up? Shout out to Javi and Susan who just called.
All right.
Great calls. As a former athlete, you know, I played a slew. Shout out to my boy Yuri Collins. A legend at Billikens, and Larry Hughes, also an icon.
Sure. Sure.
Man, I'm so
Anthony Bonner.
Huh?
Anthony Bonner.
Anthony Bonner. Play with the Knicks. You know what I mean? A legend. But you know, as a former athlete, man, and just seeing what Jonathan Kuminga just did and has been doing, I mean, it shows more than high IQ that fans have been trashing him over. It shows character to have a smear campaign against you by your coach and your organization, and you find a way, you pull yourself up, and you go out there and you play ball on both sides of the floor. You prove that you're the best on-ball defender on the team. You come out and you shove it down the Timberwolves' throat. It shows great character, you know. It shows a lot. And I just think that the next lineup should include the gentleman called. He mentioned Pods at center. I think Pods should. I mean, not Pods, but Post at center. I think he should get some minutes. But I would start TJD at the five with that same lineup that he mentioned. Have Jimmy and Draymond doing most of the on-ball duties. But I don't care what Steve Kerr talking about, because you know, he's not coaching. He's simply out there playing with his heart or whatever. But Pods can't be on the floor, man. He stinks. We know he stinks. But he's, you know, he has that ultimate, you know, father son leash.
All right. No, AJ, I got you. We got to take a break.
Man,
and we can talk about JK's big effort, 30 points on Saturday, and what we.
Showing off all his attributes.
And what we can expect from him tonight. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the conversation, what were your impressions about Saturday's game? Warriors hung in there. They played gritty. They played tough. They just didn't have enough down the stretch. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.